This is the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. The lack of water is a big topic in our region, but beyond the current drought and the lack of snowpack in the short term, there's a need for scientific study and new approaches to identify long-term issues and solutions to not only water quantity, but water quality. University of Nevada, Reno President Dr. Mark Johnson is here with a guest in the studio today to talk about this subject. And welcome, Mark.
Thank you for having us.
And your guest is Dr. Laurel Saito, faculty member in the College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources. And welcome, Dr. Saito.
Hi, David. It's good to be here.
We'll be exploring the emerging field of scientific study called ecohydrology. And Mark, you've invited Dr. Saito along today to discuss this field and the university's program being offered. I should note that Dr. Saito is also director of the Graduate Program of Hydrologic Sciences, a collaboration between the university and the Desert Research Institute. And Mark, if you would, go ahead and please give us any other background about your guest as you introduce her and our topic today.
Well, water is always a timely subject in Nevada. And Nevada is a very arid state, and therefore any kind of economic activity that occurs requires water. Any kind of citizen activity or just living here requires water, and Nevada doesn't have very much of it. Therefore, the University of Nevada, Reno has invested in a great and broad array of scientific specialists and professors to teach the subject and to do research on the subject so that we can bring the knowledge that's very important to make the best use of water in this state. We brought Dr. Saito here today because she is in a pivotal leadership role in our water studies on the campus as leader of our interdisciplinary graduate program in hydrologic studies. She works with many disciplines and with DRI to pull together the science and the teaching related to hydrology. So we're very happy to have Dr. Saito with us today.
Let me go to you, Dr. Saito. Laurel, I'm hearing this term for the first time. Many other of our listeners will be hearing it for the first time. Ecohydrology, what is that?
So ecohydrology is a blending of ecology and hydrology, and many people may not know what hydrology is either. And hydrology is basically a study of the water cycle. And as President Johnson says, every living thing needs water. And so understanding how water moves through the earth in natural processes is very important for just human well-being and also ecosystem well-being. And so we've created this major in ecohydrology because many of the things that we've done related to water is primarily being done to address human needs. But when we are addressing human needs, we often have impacts on the ecosystem and other living things. And so our ecohydrology degree gives students that training in hydrology so that they can address these water issues, but also the training in ecology and biology so that they also are trained to be able to understand some of these indirect impacts of moving water around for humans on the ecosystem.
So how does this differ from other water-related or environmental sciences, and what aspects are integrated into this field?
The curriculum for the degree is hydrology-based, and so we have kind of a typical curriculum for a hydrology undergraduate degree. But in addition, the students take a number of ecology courses. And the ecology courses we have in the curriculum primarily are ones that address how ecology is linked with water. And so things like aquatic ecology, limnology, things like that, that are courses that deal with ecology in the water system. We also have other more traditional ecology courses that are part of the curriculum. So the students are getting this exposure to ecology that typical hydrology students in most traditional programs would not take. And I'd like to add that this ecohydrology program is the only undergraduate ecohydrology program in the country. So right now, if an undergraduate student wanted to study this area, which is relevant for things like river restoration, understanding groundwater, surface water interactions, things like that, there really is no other institution in the United States where they could get this undergraduate degree.
And it's a popular degree.
How many students are in the program?
We started the degree in 2008, and right now we have about 25 students in the program. So relative to other well-established, long-established programs at UNR, it's a relatively small program. But before we established this degree, we did not have a hydrology degree at UNR, undergraduate hydrology degree. By having this eco-hydrology degree, we've more than doubled the number of students in the degree. When we created the degree, we did a survey of potential employers to find out how many job opportunities there might be in water-related fields for students with a bachelor's degree. And the survey results indicated that we weren't graduating anywhere near the number of students needed to fill those positions. And so what that means is they're going to get the students from other institutions across the country. So we felt that there was a place for us to graduate more students and have them stay here and serve this community.
This is the University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. I'm David Stipik, and our topic today is water and science and the emerging field of ecohydrology. My guests are University of Nevada President Mark Johnson and Dr. Laurel Saito from the College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources. Mark, as it is with so much of the university's work, this involves people and departments across the campus.
Water is such an issue that, and with any issues, you can't solve problems with a single discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be interesting to hear Laurel cite the relationships that she manages through the, particularly the interdisciplinary program in hydrological sciences across the colleges and across institutions with DRI.
Yes, well, interdisciplinary is definitely one of my passions, and it's also because I'm passionate about water that I am so passionate about interdisciplinary approaches, because water is not something that we can deal with just one discipline. So I'm trained as an engineer, and from an engineering perspective, we get trained very well in how to move the water around for people and get water to people. But when I was working in industry, I realized that so many of the issues we were dealing with in our projects were about these secondary effects of these projects that were originally for people, but now had these impacts on the environment or on the ecosystem or on plants or fish or things like that. And a lot of times, some of those things were what was driving what could be done. And so that got me thinking about how we need to be talking to people who have expertise in these other areas about how to really manage this water more sustainably. And that's also one of the reasons why I came to UNR, because the graduate program of hydrologic sciences is interdisciplinary. It's not housed in one college or one department. It's a collaboration of faculty from different colleges, different departments, and the Desert Research Institute. And that just adds this real breadth to what kinds of things we can look at with water. And that, to me, is the important way of looking at water. It's not just about one discipline. So the ecohydrology degree is another one that I just really latched onto because it was broadening out that training of hydrology to not just be about your traditional hydrologic processes, but also about how the ecology connects to those, what we do with water.
What things would a student be studying? What things would a person who ends up in a job with an ecohydrology background, where do they end up?
So these students who with this degree would go on to work for consulting firms or for some of our public and public agencies. Nevada has a lot of land management agencies and state and local agencies. And a lot of the things that these students will look at in these jobs is things like our rivers and our streams and lakes, groundwater, and how those things are affecting the vegetation out on the landscape, how they're affecting animals who want to use that water, how they are affecting humans too. And actually they have the training to look at when we manage for the humans, how it might affect the plants and the animals and the fish.
So you have this undergraduate degree in ecohydrology, and you also are the director of the Hydrologic Sciences Graduate Program in collaboration with the Desert Research Institute. So tell us, how does that fit in?
So our graduate program of hydrologic sciences is a program that's been around on the campus of UNR since the 1960s. And it was always a collaboration between UNR and DRI. And I think that's been one of the strengths of the program. Because DRI is a research institution, it enables us to have more students and faculty engaged in the program. The students are able to do research at DRI as well as at UNR. We have offered degrees in hydrology and hydrogeology. And the distinction between those two is that hydrogeology is a little bit more focused on water under the ground. So there's a lot of water under the ground in what we call aquifers. And actually in Nevada, that's very, very important. Anyone who lives here notices that we don't have a lot of water on the surface. And so, but we all drink water and we use water for agriculture and things like that. And in this state, a lot of that water comes from groundwater. So hydrogeology is very important here. It's also closely tied to mining, which is also another big industry in this state. And so a lot of hydrogeologists are involved with the mining industry as well.
How many students in the graduate program at any one time?
Well, right now we have about 40 students in the program, but we have had as many as 60, and I'm trying to get us back up there.
And I guess you have proof that your graduates do get to come here, study, and stay here to fill these jobs that you've discovered.
We did a survey recently of our alumni just to find out where they've ended up and what they're doing. And 73% of those that responded to our survey said that they came to our state from other states to get their graduate degree. And of those 73%, 41% remained in Nevada serving our water sector here in Nevada. So we have a water-limited state. We're the driest state in the nation. And we really need to manage our water resources well. And our degree is bringing in students, the best students from all over the country, and then they're staying here and helping to manage our water, which is really essential to improving our economy, to having water available for growing populations, for businesses, for agriculture.
When you look at the role of a land-grant university, where the university takes on the responsibility of bringing science and education to the real critical issues that are relevant to the state, ecohydrology and hydrologic sciences are very good examples of that. We are a water-limited state. We bring people here who really want to study these issues. They're here for several years. They learn about our conditions. They have interest in these sciences. And then they stay to use Nevada as a great laboratory. And in the process of using it as a laboratory, they're giving us the answers we need to live in this water-limited environment. And fortunately, we have the agencies here and the firms here who can hire these students.
With all this economic activity going on, where do you see that connecting, and where is that a big plus for the university playing a role in the state's future?
Well, as Laurel said before, you can't do any economic development activity, you can't do business activity, you can't live here without really understanding the availability and the utilization of water. And the people who come here to study and then stay here to do their jobs are very fundamental to making sure that we have the water capacity here to bring in some of these firms that are representing the advanced manufacturing development of Northern Nevada.
This is the University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. I'm David Stipik, and our topic today is water and science and the field of ecohydrology. My guests are University of Nevada President Mark Johnson and Dr. Laurel Saito from the College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources. Now, oftentimes, right now, especially the conversation when water comes up, it turns to the drought. That's on everybody's mind right now. What's in the bigger picture that most people miss when we talk about today's drought?
We are very dependent on the snowpack. And many people may be aware of that, but the way that the snowpack affects our water supply is that it's kind of this natural reservoir for us that stores the water up in the mountains and melts off later in the year when we need it for things like agriculture and, you know, human consumption when things get, we don't have the precipitation anymore. And one of the things that our state is being challenged with is the changes in how much snow we're going to get versus how much rain or rain precipitation we're going to get. And a lot of the climate models are predicting that at these what we call mid-elevation regions where you typically experience a mix of rain and snow, that balance of how much snow we're getting versus how much rain we're getting is going to change. And for Nevada, I think that could have really big implications on our water budgets. And in particular, when we are getting water into our ecosystems versus when we're not. And it also will affect the groundwater because this water that's on the surface, it seeps into the ground. That's how we replenish our groundwater supplies. So when we're changing where that water is going to be and when that water is going to be there, that changes the balance of everything for the water budget. And that can have big impacts for us on the water in the streams, the water in the lakes, the water that we want to use in the summertime when we don't have any rain, and what we can do.
Laurel, how rewarding is it for you to not only study these water issues, but to help get other young people into the field?
It's always rewarding to get students interested in water. I've really enjoyed working with these ecohydrology students. They tend to be very passionate about water issues and excited about trying to do something related to water to try to better the environment or better the future of the population.
So our water sciences, our water education is one of the jewels that we have in the crown at the University of Nevada, Reno. Water and the environment is so sensitive in a state like Nevada. So we will continue to market ourselves as available to students in California and Oregon and Virginia and try to get these students to come here to have a broad range interdisciplinary program like this to deal with the real issues of the day.
All right. Well, thanks very much. This has been the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. We've been discussing the ecohydrology and the new research and science related to water and the environment. My guests today have been Dr. Laurel Saito from the University of Nevada, Reno's College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
And President Mark Johnson, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you.